China.
China and Russia. An autocratic bromance. Vladimir Putin wants to strengthen his no-limits partnership with Xi Jinping.
In March last year, China's leader Xi Jinping paused at the door of the Kremlin. Before bidding farewell to Vladimir Putin, he offered him a final thought, using the phrase Bainian Bianzhu, shorthand for what China views as a historic change in the world order. Mr. Xi said, "Let us promote it together." On May 16th, the two leaders met for the 43rd time. Russia has become an ever more important partner in China's push against American might. Economic ties have been growing stronger, and there are signs of deepening military links. So far this month, America has twice tightened sanctions on Sino-Russian trade. Mr. Xi's government has responded furiously, urging the West to stop smearing and containing China. China is Mr. Putin's first destination abroad after a sham election in March that gave him a fifth term as president. There is a symmetry of sorts with the meeting in 2023. That came just after China's parliament had given its rubber stamp approval for Mr. Xi to break precedent and serve a third term as president, and days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Mr. Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. For both men, their encounters are a display of contempt for the West's efforts to hobble autocrats. Russia's leader is a frequent flyer to China. This is his 19th visit since he became president in 2000. A trip to Beijing in February 2022, a few days before he launched his full-scale war against Ukraine, crossed a Rubicon. The two leaders issued a joint statement in which they attempted to redefine dictatorship, boasting of their two countries' long-standing traditions of democracy. They backed each other in their struggles against attempts by external forces, by which they meant America, to undermine security and stability in their common adjacent regions. Most eye-poppingly, when describing the China-Russia relationship, they said it has no limits, there are no forbidden areas of cooperation. Whether there are limits to China's support of Russia is now the subject of intense scrutiny by the West. In many domains, their friendship has been scaling new heights. Before arriving in Beijing on his latest trip, Mr. Putin told Chinese state media that the two countries had profound mutual trust and were strengthening their foreign policy coordination in the interests of building a just multipolar world order. America and its allies say Chinese firms provide critical support to Russia's defense industry. China's, as well as India's, booming trade with Russia has been a lifeline for Mr. Putin. And the Russian and Chinese armed forces have been exercising together more frequently. Of most concern to Western countries is the flow of Chinese technology and other useful items to Russian manufacturers of weapons. During separate visits to China in April, America's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Secretary of State Antony Blinken berated Chinese officials about this. Mr. Blinken told reporters at the end of his trip that China was the top supplier of machine tools, microelectronics and other items deemed by America to be dual use, meaning they have both civilian and military applications. Russia would struggle to sustain its assault on Ukraine without China's support, he said. Later, he told the World Economic Forum's president, Borg Brender, that during the past year, China's tech had been enabling Russia to produce arms and ammunition at a faster pace than at any time in its modern history, including during the Cold War. Trade data support America's view. Take metalworking machine tools, which are needed to make arms. Before the war in Ukraine, many of Russia's providers of advanced types were from America, Europe and rich countries in Asia. Sanctions cut those supplies, prompting Russia to turn to China. In 2022, Russia's imports of machine tools from China grew by nearly 120% to $362 million, according to Chinese trade figures. In 2023, they rose again by nearly 170%. China's share of these Russian imports grew from less than 30% before the war to about 60% in 2022 and 88% in 2023. Writing for the Jamestown Foundation, an American research outfit, Pavel Luzhin calls this dependency on China a growing weakness and vulnerability for Mr. Putin. China must relish this transformation. In the early days of the People's Republic, before the Sino-Soviet split that began in the late 1950s, China leant heavily on the Soviet Union, its big brother, for aid and arms. The Center for Strategic and International Studies, the CSIS, an American think tank, reckons Mr. Xi's trip to Moscow in March last year accelerated the shift. In a report on Russia's defense industry, published in April, it said there was a sharp increase that month of Chinese shipments to Russia of dual-use goods designated by America as high priority. This means they are of great importance in manufacturing Russian arms and are subject to tight export controls in America and its allied countries. Electrical machinery and parts, such as computer chips, make up the biggest share of Russia's imports of high-priority products. Nearly all of Russia's leading foreign suppliers of key military-related goods are from mainland China and Hong Kong, CSIS notes. Data compiled by The Economist show that China's exports of semiconductors to Russia were worth $407 million in 2023, up from $230 million in 2021. Its sales to Russia of machinery for making chips grew spectacularly in the same period, from a mere $3.5 million to nearly $180 million. The high-priority list includes ball bearings used in the making of tanks. China's exports of these surged nearly 170% last year, compared with the same period of 2021, the year before Russia's invasion. China's sales of them to Kyrgyzstan, meanwhile, rocketed by more than 1,800%. While it's possible that Kyrgyzstan's domestic market suddenly requires ball bearings, the much more likely explanation is that these products are immediately re-exported to Russia, Marcus Galauskas and fellow scholars wrote for the Atlantic Council, a think tank in Washington. America is now ramping up pressure on China to stop selling the high-priority kit. On May 1st, it imposed sanctions on nearly 300 foreign entities, including 20 firms from mainland China and Hong Kong. The Treasury Department accused them of helping Russia acquire key inputs for weapons or defense-related production. It is unclear whether any of the Chinese firms were acting under the state's direction. In some respects, Western countries can rest easy in the knowledge that there are limits to the China-Russia relationship. China is clearly mindful of the risk of escalating with America. In December, President Joe Biden allowed the Treasury Department to impose sanctions on foreign banks involved in deals that help Russia's army. Several of China's state-owned banks have become extra cautious, either halting or slowing down transactions involving Russian entities. Trade between Russia and China reached a record high of $240 billion in 2023, but having surged by 47% last year to $111 billion, China's exports to Russia have fallen in the past 2 months, by 16% in March and by 14% in April, year on year. Banking woes are likely to be a factor. China is not entirely in line with Mr. Putin's thinking on Ukraine. Mr. Blinken has credited Mr. Xi with persuading Russia not to use a nuclear weapon in Ukraine. China did not appear enthusiastic about Russia's decision to invade. It does not recognize Crimea or Donbass as part of Russian territory, as Mr. Putin claims them to be. And a total Russian victory may not be to China's liking. It would risk focusing even more attention in the West on China's failure to rein in Russia and on the threat that China poses to the Western liberal order. Yet China is ultimately keen to underwrite the Russian regime's survival. It would not want any outcome that causes Mr. Putin to lose power. For one thing, he is just too useful in China's struggle with the West. This is evident in the ever closer relationship between the Chinese and Russian armed forces. In March, the Russian, Chinese and Iranian navies staged joint drills in the Gulf of Oman, the latest in a series that began in 2018. A joint naval patrol in August by Russia and China near Alaska was possibly their largest so close to the American mainland. Russia and China are not yet preparing to fight alongside each other. In their latest annual threat assessment, published in February, America's spies said the joint manoeuvres had resulted in only minor enhancements to interoperability. They appear more a way of signalling the depth of their relationship. One implicit message is that should China and America go to war, America would have to reckon on Russia giving China indirect support, at least. Given Russia's difficulties in Ukraine, China may have concluded that attacking Taiwan across a strait more than 125 kilometres wide, with troops lacking any combat experience, would be a risk best not taken for a while longer, if hazarded at all. However, Mr. Xi wants to show America that he is prepared to fight and to get his country ready for that possibility. Russia has a role to play here. Were war to break out between China and America, Russia could keep China supplied with at least some of the energy it needs, bypassing American-controlled maritime choke points by using pipelines and overland routes. Last year, China's imports of Russian oil reached a record high of 107 million tonnes, 24% more than in 2022. Russia supplied nearly one-fifth of Chinese crude imports, making it the biggest source. China's imports of Russian natural gas rose 62%. Russia wants China to buy even more through a proposed second gas pipeline. Talks have dragged on for years, with China playing hardball on the price. Mr. Putin's war in Ukraine has not made life easy for Mr. Xi, to put it mildly. It has focused Western attention on the need to bolster Taiwan's defences, potentially making it even more challenging for Mr. Xi to seize the island. And it has made European countries more wary of China. Its support for Russia is seen as an indirect threat to the continent's security. But if Mr. Xi has any misgivings about fallout from the war, he will not let them weaken the relationship. He and Mr. Putin appear genuinely chummy. They give each other birthday cakes and down vodka together. Mr. Putin also makes the Communist Party feel safer. Were Russia to be ruled by a liberal pro-Western leader, Mr. Xi would fear contagion. At their meeting in Moscow last year, the two leaders pledged to cooperate in fighting colour revolutions, meaning popular challenges to authoritarian rule. This is not a marriage of convenience. For both men, it is one of vital, long-term necessity.